This week, scientists have made a giant step forward, really, in a bit of work which might help people who are paralysed because they've had a spinal cord injury to get moving again. They've shown this just using monkeys to start with, but monkeys are a very good model for how humans work, so we think the same technique should work in people. This is Chet Moritz and his colleagues. They're based at Washington University in Seattle, and they've got a paper describing what they've done in this week's edition of the journal Science. Now, their approach has been to put an electrode into the brain, and specifically the motor area of the brain, where the brain encodes signals about what it's planning to do in terms of making movements. Now, in people who injure their spinal cord, the major problem is that those planned motor movements can't get from the brain down to the connections to the muscle so the person can move. And the brain and spinal cord, when you injure them, do not regenerate or repair themselves very well, if at all. So we need to find a way to bypass that break. What these guys have done is by recording that neurological chit-chat from the motor area in the brain and using a computer to decode it and then turning the computer signals back into a stimulatory signal that's fed into the muscles of the monkey's arm, they're able to get a monkey with a paralysed arm, just temporarily paralysed with some anaesthetic, to learn to play a computer game just by the power of thought. And they've shown that just by recording from a couple of nerve signals, the brain of the monkey can very quickly learn to adapt how it responds to the screen where the monkey's playing a video game so that the monkey can move its paralysed limb. Early days yet, but very exciting, because what this reveals is that we should be able to do the same thing in humans and therefore help people who have these kinds of injuries to get mobile.